Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
You know, I used to follow the markets more closely, but apparently this week was the worst one since October of 2008. The Dow closed 37 points down today, or up today, but lost 738 points this week. I'm Michael Cohen, and with producer Desi Simmons, you're listening to 1320 WILS. On today's program, President Obama is proposing over $70 billion in cuts to federal Medicaid funding, far less than what some Republicans are calling for. But I'll talk to the head of a healthcare consumer group who says that any cut will mean more suffering for those in Michigan who rely on Medicaid. And do you know what your kids are doing online or on their cell phones? A computer forensics expert says maybe not, and that children and teens really shouldn't have any privacy when it comes to their parents monitoring their activities. But first, some of you who have received unemployment benefits from Michigan this week received a bit of an unpleasant surprise, a collections notice from the state for overpaid benefits. It's the first time we've seen such a thing and is due to an amendment to the Michigan Employment Security Act in March of this year. To talk about the situation, I'm joined by Deborah Fragel. She's an unemployment advocate and an independent contractor with the State of Michigan Advocacy Program. Welcome to the program, Deb.
Hi.
Now, the state has always monitored its unemployment benefit payout in some form, sometimes deciding that those who received benefits may not have truly qualified, leading to the need for a repayment of those benefits. How does that compare to what we're seeing this week?
I've never seen this before. I've been in this program for 6 years. I've been doing unemployment, looking at these files for maybe 11 years. I've never seen interest on unemployment restitution before. I don't think it's ever been done. I don't know.
So what we're seeing here, the letters that people are receiving state that an overpayment balance that isn't paid will be assessed a 1% interest fee monthly.
I think that's 12% interest. If my math is correct, and I'm not very good at it, by the way, but I do think it's 12%, a little over 12% interest on the balance, yes.
And the people you've dealt with that have received these notices, what's the amount of money that the state is looking for them to return generally?
Oh, goodness. I'll tell you, I have some that owe $1,200. I have people who owe $2,800. I have someone who owes $23,000. There are people who have committed fraud to receive benefits, and they're charged a rate of three times the amount that they receive fraudulently. So those people are in a different category, and they have a different type of restitution to pay, which is 100% of their future unemployment benefits and their state taxes and collection matters will come their way that can't really be stopped unless they can prove they didn't get those wages, the unemployment benefits, fraudulently. But for other unemployed workers who received wages that were improperly paid for one reason or another, it can be up to the 99 weeks, the entire 99 weeks they received, and the highest benefit rate would be $362.
And this could be even due to mistakes made by the state?
Right. That's right. And I, you know, doing the job that I do, I, you know, always look at what the state does. They work hard, but they're not always right. And if they were always right, you wouldn't need an advocate to look at the file for you to determine if everything was always done correctly. The thing is that there's a section in the MES Act 62A that says that restitution can be forgiven if the if it's determined that the payment that you received was caused by an error of the agency. And when people get these restitution letters, we don't really know why they have restitution. Some of them know why, you know, the fraud situation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have been overpaid because of their own mistakes, and some of them have been overpaid because of the unemployment agency's mistakes.
So
that all has to be researched before you pay this bill, I believe.
So are you saying, though, from what I understood, that if the agency itself has made the error, that can actually be forgiven?
Well, it can be. It doesn't say it will be. It says it can be. And under 62A, it says that restitution or repayment may be forgiven if it's determined that the agency made an error in paying these benefits, where the collection of restitution would be contrary to equity and good conscience. and the improper payment was not the fault of the unemployed worker.
I'm talking to Deb Fragel. She's an unemployment advocate here in Michigan. I wonder now, how successful are people that go and challenge these types of repayment, the repayments that the state is requesting here?
I'm glad you asked that question, because I have my own personal philosophy is you're never going to get something you won't ask for. So if you don't protest this decision or any decision made by the agency, that's your answer. If you don't like it, you don't agree with it, or you think it a part of it's wrong, you need to protest and appeal that decision. So there we go first. Now, as far as success, each case is pretty much like a fingerprint. You have to look at everything that happened within that case to determine. So they're all going to land differently, but again, if you're not going to get what you won't ask for, and if you don't protest or appeal any decision by the agency, you're stuck with that decision.
So you wouldn't say that typically the ruling is on the state side?
Oh, no. No, especially if you have an advocate or an attorney who's looking into this and they're familiar with the Unemployment Act, they will know the intricacies of that act to be able to help you. That's what's so important.
So what's unique about these collections notices this week? Is it this 1% interest, monthly interest fee that's being assessed?
It is. I've never seen that before. In fact, I had a call from a gentleman today who lost something called his determination that was about his underlying issue of being qualified for unemployment benefits in the first place. So let me tell you this. He was paid unemployment. Then the agency did some research and found out that they shouldn't have granted him unemployment. Then they stopped his benefits and asked him to repay what he paid. Then he protested that decision, and then we're in the process of that protest right now. But in the meantime, he still got a letter of collection from the state of Michigan asking for the repayment of the benefits that were supposedly he didn't deserve, and asking for the 1% interest. But we're in appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's moot, as far as I'm concerned right now, because we haven't had our hearing about the underlying issue. But he still got a letter that said the collection, you know, we could take your state taxes, we could do all these things.
Well,
but he's in appeal.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing the state has every avenue it needs to actually get the money back. But is there typically a payment plan made when someone owes thousands of dollars to the state after a decision is against them?
No, there is. The state is actually, when these letters come out, they're actually suggesting a payment plan with the worker, and they're giving an amount that the payment plan can be, you know, an amount that they'll accept as a payment plan, and they say that any amount not paid in full after, I think it's September 30th, will be added 1% interest, or maybe it's September 1st, 1% interest will be accrued, which is 12% annually on this amount. So I think what I need to say is that you need to protest the collection letter that comes to you, and you need to find out if that amount that they want to collect is actually correct, if that math is correct. And then at that point, then, also look into the reasons why you received that money in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's,
Is it a very small percentage of cases where the state actually finds issues with overpayment due to whatever cause as compared to how many people in Michigan receive and have received unemployment benefits?
Well, there's many reasons why someone could have been overpaid. And, you know, I've had good success myself in getting benefits waived or restitution waived. We also have a indigent, I don't really know the word that I should use that. It's called a financial affidavit of condition, where you can ask for a hardship waiver of payment of these benefits. So there's three or four different avenues on not having to pay this restitution that's asked for. And so there's a reason you need to protest this. You may not have to pay it back at all.
Deb Fragel, an unemployment advocate and an independent contractor with the State of Michigan's Advocacy Program. Thank you very much for joining me, Deb.
You're welcome.